The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize. But I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Everyone go.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Todrick Hall and Monica Casey join the show. We talk about big butts, Monica's hit and run, and the inspiration for Todrick's new musical. We had the most shallow conversation, I believe, before the show, where we all were discussing. It was like that scene from Mean Girls where everybody was complaining about their body parts.
My nail bits.
And their pores. And
but at least we're also supportive of one another. Like, yeah, you should do that. Or no, you don't need that. We're not mean about it.
Well, basically what started is that Todrick, who has one of the best asses you've ever seen.
Stop this. Stop flirting.
But he hides it. But he hides it under layers and layers and layers of clothing.
That's not what we
say. It's like a middle school girl when her boobs come in and she starts wearing big shirts
and
sweaters.
Well, I am very young.
You are.
I had to sign a parental consent form to even be here with you people today.
But the crazy part is, so we're all looking at it, right? And then he's like, oh, it's just too big. I have to get it reduced.
It's a show.
Shut the fuck up. And then you start complaining about your body parts.
Wait, could we go in and we suck some out of yours and put it into mine?
I would absolutely.
I don't know. Can you
donate some ass?
Can you donate some ass to me?
Rehome the booty meat. Yeah, I think you could.
I don't know if you could take someone else's fat.
I think you can.
Totally.
Why not?
Really?
We need a doctor on the
Science
phone.
Is
Call
gone.
Us doctors.
Yeah, but then does that make you technically biracial a little bit?
You'll have a black ass.
Oh, yes.
What will my stock go up? You know? Like a point or two at least.
You might even be able to get into college with a little affirmative action.
Ooh, get some scholarships.
Can I get my daughter into college
you
with
might
that?
Be able to.
My mom has a black ass.
Monica barely made it through the first time in college.
Arizona State.
Yes.
It's the only place that would take me.
It's pretty easy to, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like San Diego State.
You only had to get, like, I think a 700 on your SATs, which I think just means you have a pulse.
Put your name down.
Yeah, if you can write your name, then you're good.
I am curious, like the lowest SAT score in history. I'm curious about that.
I don't know. Maybe
it's for sure a chump.
Yeah, they're probably fully
Megan.
Listening right now.
Now, you were saying, why don't I come over to the chocolate side of town?
Yeah.
That sounds like a song.
I visit the chocolate side of town a lot. Don't you think I spend a lot of time there, Shane?
Oh, you have like a second home there.
Mm-hmm. I love that. But why not buy a home and why not remodel the home on the chocolate
it
side
has
in
to
these
be the
Willy
right
Wonka
flavor,
streets?
I'm open to buying a home on the chocolate side of town. I just haven't found
the right house. Yeah.
So I look, but I do look on that side. Somebody has shopped on that side of town and found a house.
I think he's a homeowner.
I made a purchase.
You did. I love that.
I have a mortgage.
Yes. I love that. Welcome to Wakanda.
Thank you so much.
Now, I would love to just Jeff Lewis and the Chocolate Factory. I want that to be your next era. I think that you and a little biracial swirl, ebony and ivory moment could be everything.
I think that's the next
we
promo, Jameson.
We might
make
changes to Jeff Jackson. Jeff Johnson.
Jeff Jackson, if you're nasty.
Jeff Jackson.
Now, you had your 1 year anniversary in Chocolate Town.
Despite the efforts of Jeff Lewis Live, Frank and I have made it to 1 year. We did. We made it to a year.
Frank.
And I made a post about with all of our squishy faces together, and I will vomit myself.
Yes, thank you.
Wait, show Todrick the other squishy face post.
It's a slideshow.
It's a slideshow of all of our squishy faces.
He's got great teeth.
Oh, yeah, he's got a beautiful smile.
And a beautiful voice.
Yes, he does. He has a lot of great
teeth. Is he a singer?
Yes, he is a singer.
That was a good purchase, I have to say.
Thank you, it was.
It really was.
It was high interest rate, but I think it was worth it.
Very much so. I love that.
Yeah, thanks. We had a nice little... obviously, France seems to be a theme for us, Franck and all that stuff. So we had a French, we went to French meal, and it was wonderful.
French meal?
We had a French meal.
Did we brunch kiss after?
We did a little kissing.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we exchanged gifts, you know, the same old stuff.
Was the pressure on to have sex on your anniversary? Or did you guys wait till the next morning? Or I'm just curious.
Well, we're big communicators about it. And when you have a big meal like of French food, we knew we were having beef bourguignon and all this kind of stuff. So
and you're,
some, yeah, sometimes
he's aware of your issues.
Yeah, sometimes it's a pre, sometimes it's pre. Yes. Post,
yes. I love you know? That.
Yeah,
I
that's smart. That. That's a, okay, that's a good
point. Because I don't want to eat and be thinking like, oh, I'm bloated
I
on
like
this.
Pre
I'm
always, for everything.
Yes.
Because then you feel skinnier, you feel better about your body, and then you can go pig out and enjoy your night and watch TV.
Totally.
And if you don't eat all day and then you hook up, you're more likely to have the lights on, which is, Todrick, you're saying never have the lights on.
What?
Yeah, it's not for me. I think that I'm very much so like sexually nocturnal. I love for it to just be dark. You know what I mean? Especially since I'm dark, so then the double darkness just kind of, you know, sets in. And yeah, I don't know. I think it takes a very, very bold and brave person to have, like,
very confident.
Yeah, very confident. And some people
are.
Because
you can see everything.
You can see everything. With the lights on. And sometimes it's not a big deal, but there's like blemishes and spots and, you know, just, I don't know. It's just, I'm trying to achieve that level of confidence in 2024, but I'm not there yet. And.
Well, it was interesting that you, because you've done a lot of music videos and, I was asking because sometimes you have, you know, little to no clothes on, mm-hmm. and then sometimes you have a lot of clothes on.
Yeah.
And I was asking because I fluctuate like in 10 pounds, and when I'm heavier, I'm very insecure. Does that play into what you're wearing in your music videos?
100 million percent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I'm living my Waffle House fantasy, I'm not gonna be like, I'm not gonna be doing a music video. But sometimes my friends, I was about to shoot my video for Nails or Hips Heels, and I looked like I was maybe entering my second trimester. I was not at a moment that I should have been like, yeah, we're just gonna all wear unitards. And they were like, you're gonna wear a unitard? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, what are the dancers gonna be wearing? And I'm like,
nothing.
Unitards. Yes. And they were like, you feel confident? And I was like, yes, I'm gonna wear this. And my friends were like, okay, girl. But I also can drop weight really fast if I'm very focused. I get so busy that I, you know, just look at ice cubes for meals and then
not to be judgy.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm looking forward to you. You're gonna be flying to Manchester, you're gonna be doing burlesque, and I imagine you're gonna wanna be at your, you know, your goal weight. I don't know if ordering that second cinnamon roll to this today was the best idea.
I didn't say anything. The first one.
Yeah, thank you.
So one and a half, whatever.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For coming to my rescue.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to be cinnamon roll shamed at 9 a.m.
No. And they're really good, you guys.
That's not right.
The cycle cinnamon roll is
fresh.
Like.
Now, this is what Shane said to our big boss at Amazon. You know, she's, you know, obviously highly intelligent. You know, she's very successful. And she was very nice. She said, you know, how have you lost the weight, Jeff? You look good, because I've lost like 6 or 7 pounds. Shane, why don't you explain the diet that you told my boss about?
I was like, well, since Jeff and I spent a lot of time together, Jeff's on what I call the splitsies diet, where we do splitsies.
Mm-hmm. He's like, so everything we order, we do splitsies. Mm-hmm. And she just was kind of staring at you, because the way you were saying it too, it's like splitsies.
She thought I was going to say like intermittent fasting, keto. I was like, uh-uh. It's splitsies.
You said, I remember you said, everything we order, we make it splitsies.
That sounds like a line that was cut from Legally Blonde, for sure.
Totally.
But it is true.
But
it
that is
true.
I mean, that's the truth.
It's from your DQ days.
We split everything. Mm-hmm. We split everything.
Portion
and then,
control.
So Porsche. We split the cinnamon roll if we elect to get one.
Yes.
But then we don't order a second one. You know, we just stick with the
drag me.
The first one.
drag
are
me.
As he's chewing cinnamon rolls.
So how many days do you start to rehearsal?
I have a month.
Oh, that's plenty of time.
I have them April 15th. Oh.
Well, it's plenty of time to gain 10 pounds, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or lose it.
Sometimes when I want to lose weight, I have like a freak out and I go totally against it and I eat terrible for 5 days and almost pack on an extra couple just out of resistance.
Yeah, for like hibernation, yeah. Store some stuff up.
But then when you have a good deadline coming up like that, that's good motivation.
Nothing's better than a good deadline.
Yeah.
By the way, I was reading this article that was such bullshit because they weren't really just spelling out what they're, you know, what it is, which is they were saying that they did a study and that eating carbs is making you ugly, and that the study finds a person's face is less attractive after they've eaten refined carbohydrates. What you're saying is when you get fatter, you are less attractive. That's what they're saying. That's what they're basically saying, don't gain weight. But it's like this roundabout, when you eat carbs, you're less attractive.
Well,
but no one's like connecting the dots. You eat carbs, you get fat, you're less attractive.
We did splitsies this morning on a bagel and I'm still hot.
You are still hot.
So I don't know about this study.
Right, but I think
I honestly think that there have been some people in my life that they like lose weight and they're posting all these pictures, and I'm like, I don't know. I kind of preferred I preferred carb you.
Mm-hmm. Well, because sometimes people take it too far with Ozempic and Mojaro. Like they don't know when to stop. They keep going.
Yeah, sometimes they look like a sausage with all the meat sucked out.
Ooh,
that's my Ozempic visual.
That painted a picture.
Mm-hmm. Now, Monica,
do you know Ozempic?
Have I done it?
Yeah.
No.
But thank you for asking.
Food too much. But thank you. Oh my God, what a compliment. Actually, I do. No, not yet.
Monica, do you want to come clean with what happened at the Madonna concert?
So because many things what happened.
Because I feel like someone needs to... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, listen.
Back up first. Okay. Tell us about the event.
Let me start by saying the valet guy at Crossroads tried to give me the wrong car.
Okay, but...
tried to give me the wrong car. Like, he just was like, here's your car. And I'm like, no, it's not my car.
Upgrade or downgrade?
A downgrade.
Mm. Was this the meal before the show?
Yeah. We went to Crossroads.
Okay, so where did you go?
Okay. Go to the Madonna concert at the Forum. I buy the tickets on StubHub, and they say buy a parking pass with. So I'm like, yes, I don't want to be there. And then it's like sold out parking. I pull up. I'm in that long line to turn into the parking lot. And I'm just looking at the thing, and all of a sudden, I thought I saw this like hospital thing, and I'm like, oh, it's like a call sheet. They're telling us where the nearest hospital is. And then I look at the address, and I'm like, wait, that's not the address of the Forum. And I realize I've purchased a parking pass for a parking garage that's like half a mile away. And I'm like, oh, fuck, we're not doing that. So
how much was it, by the way?
Like, I think like $35 or $25, something like that. But still a significant amount of money. Pull in, and I'm like, you guys, everything is always working out for us. We're faking it till we make it. I'm just going to hold it up, and it's going to scan. It's going to be fine. Of course, I show it at the first stop, and they just wave us through. And I'm like, you guys, it totally worked. Well, as we start getting in the parking lot, they're scanning them with the scanners. So I put mine up to the window with the tinted window, and she's like, it's not working. And I'm like, so I roll down my window. She scans it, and I start driving away. She's like, no, excuse me. And I'm like, shit. So I take a $100 bill I've learned from Jeff, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. We're not missing this show. We're getting in. So she goes to scan it, and I put the $100 bill next to the parking pass. And I go, this works, right? And she goes, mm-hmm. She didn't even look at the bill. And I was like, you know what? She deserves that $100.
Yes.
It could have been a dollar. I go, we're helping this lady out, and we're parking. We park. We get there on time.
I love how you justify. This is a sociopath.
Am I?
You're justifying.
No,
yes, your bad behavior.
But wait, but when I get to the end of the story, I feel like my karma cancels out what happened after this. So
wait, you had good karma by bribing the parking attendant.
Yes, don't you feel like that's good karma?
So
like,
you
think of all the people in that parking lot that were probably mean to her that night, or like, this should work, or what do you mean you're sold out? You know what I mean? I just thought about all the mean people.
Maybe she had an unexpected
power
bill.
You knowingly entered a parking structure that you did not have a pass for.
Correct.
With the intention of scamming the people that were working there.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
But I learned from you.
So that was good karma. So you're saying that that was good karma.
Yes.
Because you gave her the $100.
Yes. I feel like all is well. I helped, you know, like I made her night. Why not? You know, who doesn't want $100? So,
so
what was good about that is I had to park all the way at the end towards the exit. But I was like, ladies, everything's working out for us. Like last one in, first one out. We go to the show. We come out.
What was the last song?
Oh, it was Celebration, which I was like.
So did you start leaving when she started playing Celebration?
I mean, we just left right when it was over, but okay. We were so close to the exit where our seats were by where the car was parked.
Yes.
We run out there. There's the people with the hot dog carts. We're like, nope, we're not late night eating. By the way, those hot dog ladies started chasing us with their carts. Like, they're very aggressive.
Because they heard that you have $100 bills.
Right. Or I was like, oh my God, it smells so good. And then they start like chasing me with their car. I was like, no.
Yeah.
We get in the car. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be home in 30 minutes. Look, there's no line. The light's right
so
there.
So you're ready.
I'm ready. I start my car. I pull out. I turn to the right. And all of a sudden, I graze the bumper of the car next to me.
I
start sweating.
What kind of car was it?
It was like, no offense, Jameson, but it was like totally like a Hyundai. 2017.
I'm so sorry, Jameson.
And I look around.
Oh, you probably totaled.
I look around. Nobody's there. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? And my friends are like, I don't, whatever you want to do. I totally Thelma and Louise. I gun it. This This SUV pulls out in front of me like a driver, like a CLS. And I'm like, no. And then he starts going. I go. And I'm like, oh, my God, any minute. Like, the cops are, like, I'm going to jail. I'm like, will you guys drive my car home? We get home. And
that's a hit and run.
It is.
I asked my best friend. I was like, Kalani, when you get out of the car, I want you to look and I want you to tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how bad it is. And she turned on her flashlight and she was like, lady, oh, my God, nothing. There's nothing there. It was like, you know, when you're in the street.
But what you should have done is looked at the other car.
Yeah. The other car is just like fully just.
I mean.
What would be the perfect end to the story is if that Hyundai is driven by the woman you gave the $100 bill to, by the way. She's like, honey, I got $100, and it's going towards the bumper.
But in my defense.
$1,200 of damage.
In my defense, those.
In my defense, this is a typical chump.
Parking spots are so tiny. They were made in like the 70s.
I know.
Every car was over the line. I could barely open my door. I basically just misgauged pulling out. I should have pulled out a little further. Yeah. And I just, it was like, you know, when you like bump a trash can.
We were in a hurry.
Can.
You wanted to get out before, because once you get stuck in that line, you're in there for 45 minutes.
But once I realized there was nothing, like no marks on my car, I was like, it's that $100. Like my car, I like canceled out. Like it would have been worse if I hadn't tipped that lady
$100. It's so interesting how you justify your behavior.
Wow.
Like you have no idea what kind of damage you did to this 2017 Hyundai.
I don't. Yeah.
I was really excited to be on the show with you today. And now I'm going to like, should I block her?
Whatever. No.
What time did Madonna go
don't
on?
Don't park by her.
She came on at 9:50.
So how long?
Not too bad.
How long had you been there by that point?
Like waiting?
Yeah.
Oh, not very long. By the time we parked, I got a t-shirt. I went to the bathroom. I got a snack, some candy.
But what time was she supposed to go on?
Well, it says 8:30 on the ticket. But
right.
I think 9:50 is respectable considering the time that she has been coming on. And for
she's
people
on DeReet
to sue
time.
Her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
watch Beverly Hills.
Oh, came back and said that's not true. She put on Instagram like a comment saying that Crystal was lying on the show when she said that she made them all wait 2 hours.
Oh.
She said it was dark out when I made my TikToks. It was obviously after. And she said she was like, my zipper broke. So they had to fix it. Like it wasn't 2 hours.
I heard about this. So do you watch Real Housewives? You don't watch reality TV.
I do watch reality TV, but not. I don't watch Real Housewives. I'm sorry.
It rots your brain. Reality
Get out!
TV.
Get out. Yeah, I
don't
know.
Think
it's just
Crystal
not.
Crystal would lie about that.
All right, so we'll get back to that.
Okay,
but first of all, so you purchased the wrong parking permit.
Mm-hmm.
You then illegally entered.
Yes, the premises,
the parking structure.
You bribed someone.
I did.
You bribed you. So hit and run.
They shouldn't have let you in there.
This was
I mean, but everything was working out for us. Like we didn't even have to
for
wait.
You?
Yeah, everything worked out for you.
I don't know. I think you've just, your influence has rubbed off.
Okay, so it's not my fault.
It's your fault.
So
I think it is.
When you went out to check your car, did you do that when you got home or you did it at the venue?
I mean, both.
Okay. She did it when she got home.
But you never even bothered to look at the Hyundai.
I did not.
Okay, well, at least you're being honest.
Dicey.
I mean, it was just a rub.
If your Hyundai got hit at the show on Monday night, call in.
Please call in.
Do you remember the color?
No, I don't.
She didn't look.
No.
Okay, so you were stressed.
I was stressed.
You had to, you know, get out of there.
I just knew we weren't going to get home till like 3 a.m. What if they were the last people out?
It doesn't take that long to write a note or even to get out and look and
see.
But I probably would have done the same thing.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for your support.
Well, I mean, so the alarm went off. So it you did hit it hard enough where the car alarm went off.
I mean, it was just like an eh.
But
like
those Hyundai alarms, they're so
they
sensitive.
They are sensitive, right, yeah. Jameson?
This is always going off.
Always. Oh, my gosh. My God. Life.
And do you have one of those, like, radios that you pull out and put underneath your seat?
I don't. But so funny. Remember, my best friend was in town. Her daughter is six. And they got in my car. And she's like, Mommy, what's that? And she's like, oh, that's, like, you know, the radio. She's like, no, that. And she's like, oh, that's the dial for the air conditioner. She's like, no, that round thing. And she's like, oh, that's a CD. You've just never seen one before.
Oh, my God.
Because I have a CD player.
Aww. Do you have, like, a built-in cell phone in there?
No. No car phone.
With an
no,
antenna
no, no.
on
no,
the
no,
back?
Car phone,
on the...
I wish.
Oh, no.
I wish. I think this is my year. I think 2024 is my year.
It is.
I think it has to be. Yeah.
Are you serious? You're thinking about letting it go?
I'm thinking about it. I'm just like, why have a car payment if I don't need a car
payment?
Yeah,
just wait till she blows up on the side of the road.
Well, she's there.
Or wait till somebody hits her at the Madonna concert.
I know, that's what I wish someone would total it while I wasn't in it, while I'm not in it. Yeah, I don't
park next to Monica.
Yeah. We can make it happen today.
She's here once a week.
She's here in the parking lot today.
You're not on P4, are you?
Maybe.
Oh, fuck. I think when Monica's here, I want to start parking on P2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
You're safer on the street.
Have you been in an accident before in that car?
No. I mean, I, like, totally paused you guys.
So you did stop for a second.
Yes. Yes. And then we all looked out and we're like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
They're being so dramatic.
Yeah.
All right, did you get home in 30 minutes?
I think, yeah, 30. Very quick.
Did you hit any other cars on the way home?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, well, that's good. Just one.
I don't recall.
Monica dragging someone's body behind her.
I know what you did last summer.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Finding the music you love shouldn't be hard. That's why Pandora makes it easy to explore all your favorites and discover new artists and genres you'll love. Enjoy a personalized listening experience simply by selecting any song or album, and we'll make a station crafted just for you. Best of all, you can listen for free. Download Pandora on the Apple App Store or Google Play and start hearing the soundtrack to your life.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, I have a new custody schedule, so we started this week, and so I have Monroe like 5 nights in a row. So last night, what happened was, is when I didn't see her as often, I would tend to do things for her. Like, I felt bad because I was like not going to see her for 2 or 3 days, so I would get her a McDonald's, or I'd let her sleep in my bed, or I'd let the dog sleep on her bed. So I'm trying to be like, I want a more kind of normal existence where you're not getting McDonald's every time you're here. Mm-hmm. You're not going to sleep in my bed every time. You know.
Yeah.
So last night she begged me. She's like, can Toby please, Toby's our dog. Can Toby please sleep in my room? He's a puppy. He's one.
Oh.
So I said, yeah. Okay. So I put the bed at the base of her bed, his bed at the base, knowing that he's going to end up on her bed. And they're off to sleep. I look at the monitor. Toby's asleep. Monroe's asleep. It was like 11. I'm like, I took a gummy because a Vena CBD because it knocks me out. I went into the deepest, most relaxed sleep. 107. Daddy. And I didn't even hear her come in. And I was like, Jesus! Because she was like 6 inches from my face. And she's like, Toby pooped in my room.
Oh,
I'm like, no. She's like, yeah, it smells really bad, Daddy.
Oh.
I said, okay, get in my bed. I'll go and handle it. So I'm walking down the hall. Please not on the carpet. Please not on the carpet. Please not on the carpet.
And not diarrhea.
And not diarrhea. I turn on the light. It is truly the biggest shit I've ever seen. It was like the dog hadn't gone in 7 days. And then I was, and it was, there was some diarrhea elements. It was like a gigantic shit cake. It was, and then there's like follow-up diarrhea.
Ew!
Little dribble.
None of it was on the hardwood floors.
Of course
it was
not.
All on the rug.
Not on the Jill's.
When I tell you, I had to use an entire toilet paper roll and then another half. To get this off the rug and flush. I was like, flushing it. Stepped in it. I then had to wash my feet in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. Oh, forgot to mention, Monroe came back in.
She
right?
stepped in it.
And she's like, I need my sound machine. Oh, I'm like, did you step in it? She goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck. So now I had to wash her feet.
Oh.
I had to wash my feet. I had to wash her feet. And now I think, I don't even know how long it was. I think it was 25 minutes cleaning that shit up.
Yeah.
And then... And he shit all over the Jill Zarin rug. Thank God it was the Jill Zarin rug because it was only like $250.
God, they're good.
And it's disposable. And it did come right out, but it still smells in there.
Yeah.
So I had to open up the door just to air out, and I turned on the air purifier. But then, oh, God.
It stinks, and not in a good
no.
way.
No. Jill. And then are you guys wide awake at that point?
Yeah.
And then
like,
you can't go back to sleep
no.
after that.
It's hard.
I've been in this situation, but without the dog, and I was the carpet. And I'm telling you, it's... It's not cute.
Okay, I want to understand this.
Think about it for a moment.
Who shat on you?
Yeah. He's like, let me process that story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've been in that situation. It is the absolute worst. And it's like you can't stop smelling it for like a week. It's like you're not going to get rid of that.
I think that either the rug's got to go out and be cleaned
yeah.
or at this point, he's already thrown up on the rug. He's already gone to the cat's house.
He was probably nervous because it was like he's not used to sleeping in her room.
That's what I think happened.
And then he just, even though I'm sure he loved it, was like, burp.
Well, also, he's just not eating dog food anymore. So now we're, you know, we're giving
we're
him
just a table scrapping?
Kind of. We mix it with his dog food, but then he doesn't eat the dog food. So I've got to find, anyway, that was just not
the
fun to do
off.
At 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I love that you're giving your dog table food. I want to start normalizing that.
Well, it's not necessarily good for their stomachs.
I know, but is it good for our stomachs?
I learned that last night.
Humans can be quite
Maybe
hypocritical.
We should switch.
We're like eating McDonald's, and we're like, no, it's not good for your stomach. It's like, bitch, it's not good for your stomach either. Like,
I don't know if it was California chicken or a Pollo Loco, but
or some of the salmon from Monroe.
Oh yeah, but it didn't. You know, yeah.
I do think their food looks healthier than our food.
I know, but it would
sometimes
be healthy.
Like, it looks delicious. Delicious.
Yeah, it's like Thanksgiving dinner.
Would you eat it?
I mean, if I had to.
I'm screaming.
I do want to go over. Oh, hey, I had a rumor. You tell me if this is true. Maybe I should have asked you off camera.
Yeah.
You're not switching schools, are you?
Maybe.
Why would you?
I mean.
Don't mention the name, but why would you switch school?
I would never. You know, listen, as your child gets older, you realize a little bit more who they are and their style. And I think maybe our current school is not a style that she would personally like thrive in. I mean, she'll be fine if she stays there, but there may be another school that's a little bit more her.
What do you mean by that? Is it like more artsy?
Yes,
is
more
it looser?
Artsy. Yes,
less
there's
structure?
A lot more music. I wouldn't say there's less structure, but there's more music. There's more art. It's a little bit more of an artsy school.
Huh.
So I just thought, why not?
You don't
not?
Care about like history and math and...
I mean, they still teach that
you don't
too.
Really need those things.
But I just, I don't see her becoming like a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant.
But see, I felt like that school that we chose, there was kind of a happy medium there because there's not
like
a really
a happy
hardcore
medium.
Competitive.
Yeah, but there's
strong...
things about it that don't work for us.
Huh.
Yeah. So
we're real happy there.
Good for you.
She real
just,
happy.
She just called Monroe not artistic.
No,
wow.
No, I didn't.
Shots fired.
No. I think it's just, everybody, you know.
Huh.
Anybody? Yeah. I mean, I just, why not? And she's actually excited about the idea. She wants to maybe start over and be the new girl.
Ugh,
she's
that
a Leo.
Attention.
She loves attention. I'm jealous. Yeah. I don't know.
I was shocked by that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's lots of elements that I think are more her. But again, we may not get in because,
well, that's the other thing.
We only have one kid and these schools are a business.
Well, you are biracial now.
Yeah, I am now.
That might help you.
Well, when the decision comes out tomorrow, maybe they'll take that into account.
You should take Todrick to the interview.
Well, it's already happened, but maybe I should just send him a text. I have a new family member.
Let's go.
Yes. Todrick will be performing at their fundraisers.
Absolutely. Yes. Can you imagine just me performing Nails or Hips Heels, like,
yes,
full, like, not the kids' version for all the children?
They could be your backup dancers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
When do you start rehearsals?
April 15th.
Oh, that's rehearsals.
Yeah. And then the show starts in June.
Oh, okay.
And some of your chumps have bought tickets, by the way, to go to Manchester. The chumps got money.
Field
I know
trip.
They do.
I want to go.
I don't. You know how they get it, though. Scams.
Scams.
Yeah.
Parking
I don't know.
Cars at the
parking
at the
cars
forum.
Taking $100 bills.
Yeah, I don't ask where the money comes from, but yes, the chumps do. A lot of them do have a lot of money. I just don't know where it originates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And who cares? Honestly.
I don't care. I don't ask.
As long as you
ask,
buy
don't tell.
Tickets to Todrick's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So exciting.
I would love to see you outside of this place one day, Jeff, because I feel like sometimes I forget you have legs. You know what I mean? I only see you from this point, and I'm like, I want to see Jeff in his natural habitat.
In the wild.
I
will embarrass you.
No,
ask,
you won't.
Ask Shane.
Come out
He's
with us one weekend.
I want
and
to.
And you shall
no,
see.
I'll
I started here.
You.
They're like, we love you. We love you. And then I come back, and they're like, okay, so karaoke the other night was fun. I'm like, Oh, you don't want to invite me to karaoke?
No way. No fucking way are we.
Why?
Because you have a great voice.
So
you're going to eclipse us.
That's going to make you stronger, Jeff.
Yes.
You don't want to compete with people who are beneath you. You want to compete with people who are going to make you be the better
Every
version of yourself.
Every year we have to elevate the talent. So I would like
to Well, we
to
had
formally...
Carney Wilson and Judge Lauren Lake.
Yeah, we did. And Judge Lauren.
We had Carney Wilson there.
Judge Lauren, I think.
She did
won.
Great.
Yeah.
She did great.
I'm just saying I would like to find something after hours, you know?
You
I feel like I'm at
third
that point.
You don't. You don't. You're,
sure.
I'm telling you, I will embarrass you. You'll be ashamed. Just ask Shane.
Eileen, when Jeff is out, I'm like G2G at 9:30 p.m. because I don't want to see him after the sun is down.
Yeah.
He turns into a werewolf.
G2G?
Pretty much.
Gotta go.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
Everyone here has witnessed it. You witnessed it, Oscar.
When? Like at speed dating?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For instance,
well, I left before anything happened.
So. Wait, Jeff, you make out with people in public?
Yeah, all the time.
Like all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Jeff is really loving and affectionate when he drinks.
And I don't care if the lights are on or
sweet.
Off.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the problem.
I want to meet that Jeff. I can tell that you're very sweet. When I'm talking to you, see how his like little lips start smiling
mm-hmm.
like that?
Aww.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Look at him.
So sweet.
You say that now.
He looks like the Grinch on the outside, but on the inside.
Yes, thank you for coining that phrase, the
You're
gay
welcome.
Grinch, because it's been repeated about 500 times.
I love it. You're
really
wearing
stuck.
The bright color for it today, so it's really you're really embracing it.
Now tell us, so you have released two new musicals.
Yes.
Okay, explain this. So
okay, so I write children's musicals. I've rewritten like The Wizard of Oz, Cinderella for kids to produce at their own community theaters, regional theaters. I wrote these shows when I was in high school, actually. I was putting on my own version because this is who I am. I rented out the theater at my high school and I was like, I'm gonna put on The Wizard of Oz. And so then I got to the school and they were like, we're doing Sound of Music. And I'm like, nobody wants to be in Sound of Music, bitch. And so she reached out to Tams Whitmark, who owns the rights to The Wizard of Oz. They sent 16-year-old Todrick a cease and desist, and I had to cancel my show. And so I was depressed. I was so sad. And my mom was like, maybe there's some sort of loophole. Don't give up. And we found out that The Wizard of Oz is in the public domain. If you write your own version of it, then you can do whatever you want. So the Ruby Slippers had to go. They had to be silver, and I had to base it on the book. But that's how I figured out I could write songs. So I started writing musicals at 16 years old. We put on the musical. All of the coolest kids in the school were in it. We sold out every single night. It was so much better than Sound of Music, which I was in as a black Nazi. Different conversation. But it ended up being a blessing in disguise because that teacher was trying to like sort of be sort of a villain, a bully to me. And it ended up being the thing that started me to be able to like write music. And so now these musicals are available for people to do at their schools. And
can we put one on?
Wait, so you no, have yes. Oz the Musical.
He this, said no. Don't stifle my creativity.
This isn't the time.
Cinderella
You're
Rock.
You're my villain.
But maybe then Dylan's New School.
I was very interested in the third one that's coming out.
UGLY.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is that about exactly?
It's about the Ugly Duckling.
It's about the gay Grinch.
Yeah, it's about the gay Grinch.
Yeah, it's about bullying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, did you get inspired witnessing firsthand here at SiriusXM?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've seen a smelly, let's talk about the bullies here, smelly in HR.
Jim Thompson.
Jim Thompson, Alyssa. Jeff. Jameson has become a bully recently.
He can be.
I don't know. Like, I'm the real victim here at SiriusXM.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Just so we're clear. But I just think that, I mean, we are honored that you were inspired by, you know, your
my experience and my trauma here. I turned it into art. Is that what you mean?
So exactly. Fast.
I showed up here and I said, they won't let me go to karaoke. I'm going to write a musical, damn it. That's how I'm going to respond.
Well, I will tell you, you know, yes, people have called this a toxic work environment, but a lot of people thrive in it. We thrive. Yeah. I thrive.
I'm thriving.
Yeah. That's my nickname. Toxic Hall.
So when does UGLY come out?
This Tuesday.
Okay.
See you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yeah.
Where does it come out?
It's at ToddrickHallMusicals.com, and it's on, the music is on iTunes and on Apple Music, Spotify. Yeah, so you can listen to Cinderella Rock now in Oz the Musical, but it's, you have to remember that I was 16 years old when I wrote these shows, but it's really cool. I got a bunch of like Tony Award winning Broadway actors to come and voice the characters so the kids can learn from them, and it's very, very cute. Maybe Monroe will be starring in one day.
Wow. I don't know. We'll see.
Can Monroe sing or dance or
act? I can
act?
Get you her quote. We'll see if you can
She's
meet
like,
it.
I don't audition. It's
offer only.
Offer yeah. only, honey.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the SiriusXM app.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.